One day in South America, we had an interesting experience of seeing, in a hot jungle area, a small brownish-gray animal hanging upside down in a tree. It had rather long front paws and short back legs. Its movements were so slow that it was hard to know whether it was alive or dead. We were told that it was a sloth. I was intrigued because reference to the sloth appears in Scripture. The Lord used it with disdain, referring to those who were slow to act. When the welfare program was begun in the 1930s, it aimed to eliminate the curse of idleness, reestablish self-respect, and help people to help themselves. The basic principles of the Lord's economic system had earlier been revealed to the prophet Joseph. Nearly everything that has happened since then has been to prepare us for the time when this program would be needed to a far greater extent. In the intervening years, many great principles have been declared. I shall review these briefly. President Grant declared, "The church needs blessings, and the only way we can receive them is by keeping the laws on which these blessings are predicated. The fundamental law pertaining to the welfare of our people is fast offering. The reason we want to stress the paying of fast offering is because we need the blessings that come from paying fast offerings." President Clark counseled, "Live within your means. Get out of debt. Keep out of debt. Lay by for a rainy day which has always come and which will come again. Practice and increase your habits of thrift, industry, economy, and frugality. Let every head of every household see to it that he has on hand enough food and clothing, and where possible fuel also, for at least a year ahead. Let every man who has a garden spot garden it. Every man who owns a farm, farm it." He continues, "Cash is not food. It is not clothing. It is not coal. It is not shelter. And we have got to the place where no matter how much cash we have, we cannot secure those things in the quantities which we may need. All that you can be certain you will have is that which you produce. We must purge our hearts of the love of ease. We must put out of our lives the curse of idleness. God declared that mortal man should earn his bread by the sweat of his brow. That is the law of this world." Continuing, "Many of us are not yet willing to bring ourselves under control and to quit spending not only all of our savings, but also all we are making, and in addition running into debt on installment buying," end quote. You sisters will be pleased to hear again his counsel. Quote, "If there is any bishop in this church who thinks he can get along without his relief society, he does not yet know his job. And if he is getting along without his relief society, he is not doing his job right." May I state parenthetically that the displays in the Relief Society building on ideas for home storage, suggestions on meeting emergencies, etc., should be visited by all who attend the conference. They will be open between the sessions of conference today. President Harold B. Lee said, "Priesthood plus womanhood together bring exaltation. Priesthood plus womanhood is necessary in welfare. Without this teamwork, never in the world would we accomplish what we are doing in the welfare program." President Lee also taught, "Keep in mind that the church welfare program must begin with you personally and individually. It must begin with every member of the church. You have to act for yourself and be a participant before the welfare program is active in your household. Moving out from there, then, to quorums, to united teamwork, tremendous results can come. May the Lord help us," he said, "to understand these fundamentals and guide us to the destiny, which is to attain a full consecration, wherein we consecrate our lives, all that we have and are, for the upbuilding of the kingdom. Then only can we develop the faith necessary to an exaltation in the celestial kingdom." End quote. President Romney has said, "Both history and prophecy, and I may add common sense, bear witness to the fact that no civilization can long endure which follows the course charted by bemused manipulators and now being implemented as government welfare programs all around the world. Babylon shall be destroyed, and great shall be the fall thereof. But, he continues, do not be discouraged. Zion will not go down with her, because Zion shall be built on the principles of love of God and fellow man, and work, earnest labor, as God has directed. As we prepare for the building of Zion, we must not and we shall not abandon the basic principles on which our church welfare services are founded. Love of God and neighbor, and labor or work. He continues, almost from the beginning of my service in church welfare, I have had the conviction that what we are doing in this welfare program is preliminary to the reestablishment of the law of consecration and stewardship as required under the United Order. If we could always remember the goal toward which we are working, we would never lose our bearings in this great work, end quote. Now, brethren, listen to Alma's landmark counsel for leaders. Quote, and he commanded them, the leaders, that they should teach nothing, save it were the things which he had taught, and which had been spoken by the holy prophets. We are under that same obligation. President Tanner said that President Romney was the best informed and greatest authority in the church today on welfare programs. In the last few years, President Romney has restated and expounded the fundamental principles of the welfare program. The major addresses of the welfare sessions have been reported in the conference edition of the Ensign magazine for the last five conferences. The preventative aspects of the welfare program can and must be accomplished by you quorum leaders learning, teaching, and implementing these principles. Besides the preventative work, there is the work of rehabilitation. The individual who is in need of sustenance help should be built back in to a self-supporting member of the church. This is the work of the priesthood quorums that Elder Hinckley illustrated so beautifully 6 months ago. The quorum must help its weakened members. Likewise, on you Aaronic priesthood quorum leaders, including the bishopric, of course, falls the responsibility to teach welfare principles to over 500,000 young men and women. Often we hear you say, what is there to do? In addition to the collection of fast offerings by the deacons, some of the finest opportunities lie in the area of welfare services. Brethren, build into your programs the excellent activities suggested in the Aaronic priesthood quorum guidebook and the activity book. Here is a sampling of the useful and interesting ways youth can participate in home storage and welfare service activities. Store and preserve foods and water. Store firewood and make newspaper logs. Prepare an inventory of family possessions. Plant a garden. Build a compost pile and make an outdoor storage pit. Prune fruit trees. Make shopping comparisons. Learn about a proper diet. Cook game meat or fish. Clean a house. Repair an electrical cord. Replace a water faucet. Paint the interior and exterior of a house and enjoy a festival of homemaking skills. Each of these ideas has other suggested projects that are both fun and useful. Brothers and sisters, I have briefly reviewed the principles. They are true. You can live them. Now I give a word of caution, even warning. The words sloth or slothfulness appear in Scripture 25 times. Generally to condemn those who were slow to act. As we watched that sloth hanging in the tree, it reached out ever so slowly to pull off a leaf, then slower still to bring it back and put it in its mouth. As we watched it, we could understand the words impatient, irritated, exasperated. The Savior's reference to the sloth and slothfulness illustrates his displeasure and impatience with the person who is slow to act, who is slothful. Brethren, our generation has been counseled patiently for more than 40 years. It is no longer optional to learn and teach and implement these principles. It is crucial. This work is divine. It will yet save and exalt us. That exaltation will come by living this law. May we in unity rise to this challenge and do it, I humbly pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.